Chapter 20. "Welcome in," Danny called as the doorbell chimed with another patron. He didn't bother looking over his shoulder as he finished up the coffee he was currently making before handing it over to one of his regulars, Sal. Once the goon was off to his table, Danny looked over at his newest customer and smiled. "Tim," he said pleasantly. He had to admit that out of all of Jason's siblings, Tim was probably his favorite one. The kid was just a total sweetheart and, in Danny's opinion, had been the one most likely to be understanding of Jason's situation. He also reminded Danny a bit of Tucker from when they were younger. "Hey," Tim said with a small smile. He looked tired, more so than usual, that is, like he had been thinking a lot. "You okay? You don't look too good," Danny said with a frown as he got to work on Tim's usual coffee. Tim just let out a breath and took a seat at the bar in front of the coffee bar. "It's been a lot. We had a family meeting after we left your place last week, decided on a few things, and it's going to be interesting," he said, wincing as he did. Tim let out a breath. "I risked everything for B, multiple times. I spent years letting him abuse me and never said a word. After we left your place, Dick asked me about what my time as Robin was like, and I had to tell him about the times B beat the shit out of me in the name of training, the nights that he got so drunk he thought I was Jason and cried his eyes out, how he shipped me off to Shiva to train because he realized he was going too far when training me. And Dick was horrified that I had gone through all of that, and I've spent the last few days just thinking it all over, and I thought it was normal," he said, rubbing his forehead in dismay. "I thought that the way Bruce treated me was how he did it with Jason and Dick and Babs, and I was wrong. My biological parents weren't great. They neglected the shit out of me, forgot I existed, and if a single hair was out of place, I got the beating of a lifetime." "So, when you were with Bruce, you had the same experience," Danny said, his shoulders tight. The more he learned about Bruce Wayne, the more he was realizing that that asshole was a piece of fucking work. "And I thought it was normal, and now I'm realizing." Tim let out a soft cough, and Danny glanced over to find the guy rubbing at his eyes. "I was abused. He abused me for years," he said quietly. "I'm so sorry, Tim," Danny said quietly, turning to place an extra large coffee in front of Tim. Tim shrugged. "It's not your fault. I've been distanced from him for a few years now, but it never really occurred to me just how horrible he was. But that's not the big thing here. We had a family meeting at the manor. Alfred and Kate and Bruce, my siblings, we were all there. Dick confronted him on what happened with Jason and with me, and it took me, Duke, and Cass to hold him back from trying to kill Bruce where he stood. And then we talked." Danny rested his forearms against the bar and gave him a small smile, tilting his head to the side as he looked the guy over. "How did that go?" He said he felt ashamed, horrified even, for the things that he'd done and that he didn't know what to do about it. "So we made a plan," Tim said, tapping his fingers on the bar. "He's going inpatient to get some mental health services. It's going to be a good place, they're all signing NDAs, and it came really highly recommended by Harley and another vigilante we know who's got some mental health treatment experience. He's going to be doing some pretty intensive therapy for a while and do an entire mental health assessment while he's there to make a plan for him. It'll also go into his alcohol dependency issues and anger issues as well as grief." Danny arched an eyebrow in interest. "And what's going to happen with the big bad bat and everyone else? Damien's still a minor," he said. Tim winced. "Dick is taking the cowl for a while. I'll be playing Red Robin and Nightwing for a bit. Dick is going to have temporary custody of the brat until we decide that Bruce can prove himself to us. Look, I know it's not going to fix anything between him and Jason, and I know that it might not fix things between me and Bruce, but he needs to learn that there are consequences for his actions and that he needs to be better. He agreed to our terms, and he's going to the facility on Monday." Danny let out a hum. It was progress. Bruce was admitting fault for his actions, and he was going to be getting help that he definitely needed, which was good. And he knew that Jason would have some complicated feelings on the matter when Danny told him about it later, if Dick or one of the others hadn't already. But it was progress, it was good. He needed to get some help, and sure, it wouldn't just magically fix everything between Jason and Bruce, but that was okay. Bruce was getting the help that he needed. And hopefully, by getting that help, he would not continue to hurt the people who loved him so much. That was the big thing, he supposed, getting help. A small part of him felt almost jealous that Jason's father was getting treatment to be better, because it was something his parents would never have done for him. They had run him off from the entire dimension because they hated him so much. And while he was dealing with his own complicated emotions about this, it had him going in circles about how he felt then and there. If the Fentons had gone to get help, Danny didn't think it would be enough for him to be able to forgive them after everything they had done. Danny had died because of them and their carelessness. It may have been him who walked into the portal and pressed the button, but it was his parents who had built an unsafe lab in their basement in the first place. It was his parents who had chosen to hold him down and vivisect him like he was some kind of experiment rather than their son. And it was them who hunted him down for so many years, following their own hubris. No, he supposed, even if they had gotten help, he wouldn't have been able to forgive them. But it would have at least been nice to know that they tried to get help, to accept their mistakes, realize the consequences of their actions, and try to be better. That was okay, he supposed. To not forgive his abusers was okay. He wasn't a bad person for not forgiving them for what they had done to him. "You look like you're thinking really hard on something," Tim said, and Danny jumped, briefly forgetting that he had been talking to Tim about Bruce. He gave the guy a tight-lipped smile. "I was just thinking," he said, still tapping his fingers on the top of the bar. "How do you feel about Bruce doing all of this?" "I am cautiously optimistic," Tim said carefully, as he took a sip of his coffee. "I'm not sure what's going to happen from here, and that's a little stressful, but I think it's going to be okay. And I think we're all going to play it by ear. I don't know what I'm going to do." Danny frowned. "What do you mean? He's still your dad. He still took you in. If you want to forgive him, you can." Tim sighed and took a long drink. "Exactly," he said after a moment. "Bruce is still my dad after everything he did to me, just like Jason is still my brother. And I chose to forgive Jason, and I mean, he actually did try to kill me 3 separate times. And if I can forgive Jason for trying to kill me and literally slitting my throat, the same way Bruce did to him, shouldn't I also forgive Bruce for abusing me?" Danny let out a hum. "That does put you in a weird position emotionally, doesn't it?" he asked. How the hell had he become the therapist for the entire Wayne family at this point? He sure as hell wasn't qualified for this shit. And somehow, he, of all people, was the one these emotionally constipated dumbasses were going to for advice. What had he done to deserve this? "What would you do?" Tim asked. Danny sucked on his teeth. "Tim, my parents strapped me to a table and vivisected me, pulled my organs out and cut off parts of my body to see if they would grow back. Thankfully they did, but that's beside the point. I left the dimension and never looked back, so maybe I'm not the best person to ask, you know? I haven't seen my friends or my sister in years because of it. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do to protect yourself. You forgave Jason because you knew that he wasn't in his right mind, right? He had been brought back to life and manipulated by Talia, and that led you to forgive him, right?" he asked patiently. Tim pursed his lips and nodded. "Yes, the fact that he had been manipulated, plus the fact that Lazarus Pit was still controlling him and his decisions, I figured that he wasn't in his right mind. And maybe the same can be said for Bruce. When I became Robin, he was grieving Jason's death and was insanely depressed. So, therefore, I should forgive Bruce." "Or don't," Danny said with a shrug. "What if, instead of trying to navigate all of this right now, you allow yourself to just feel your emotions and make a decision later?" Tim stared at him blankly. "What?" Danny gave him a small smile. "Let yourself feel everything for a while. Process and think about everything and take care of yourself. Bruce is going inpatient, right? He's going to be gone for a few months getting some mental health services, and you're going to have some space to think and contemplate how you feel. You don't need to decide right here and now whether or not you want to forgive him. Besides, they're different people. Jason was someone you barely knew, a brother you thought was dead. Bruce is your dad. That's going to make things more complicated. Especially because as your father, his job was to protect you and care for you, and he failed to do that. So, let yourself just come to terms with everything, process it, and go to therapy yourself for a while. And then, when he gets out of the treatment facility, you can decide what you want to do." Tim finished off his coffee and gave Danny a wide smile. "I think I'm going to do that," he said with a nod. "You should be a therapist, Danny. You're amazing at this." Danny snorted. "You couldn't pay me enough to do this for a living. I need therapy just to talk about the shit your family puts me through," he said with a shake of his head. Tim just grinned and slapped a few bills on the bar before he said his goodbyes and hurried out of the coffee shop. Ancients, this family is fucked. End of chapter 20.